Welcome to ASG Let's Talk TV, a critical production. I am your host, Auntie Smellgoods. I want to talk about what's going on with the Asians. And I really want to talk about this because, yes, all hate crime is bad. Let me say that first and foremost. I am not saying what's going on with them is right. But what I will say about that is, all black Americans, all black people, period, stand down. This is not our fight. Stop listening to the Hollywood robots. And what I mean by Hollywood robots is anything our government do and push a button, you have these Hollywood black people that just take their agenda and run with it. Anything the government asks them to do, they do it. If that's not stupidity, from ousting other black men and women out because the white higher ups told them to. I want to take you back to the beginning of the pandemic. All across social media, we saw videos of Africans in China being heinously beat, accused of bringing a COVID virus into their country. I did not hear, I did not see one Asian get on social media and denounce that shit. I didn't see one Asian stand with Black Lives Matter. But yet, they look at our black asses like we supposed to get on a fucking front line with them. I'm not doing that shit. Point blank, period. I am in Facebook jail for speaking my mind on this same subject. Because I said for all black Americans to stand down, we have our own problem. A white woman on there gonna say, oh, you don't even care about your own people. Black people get killed and you say nothing. I beg the difference, ho. I'm always screaming black pride and speaking up for injustices to my people. And so I returned, the response back to her was, Bish, B-I-S-H, I give a damn about my own, not yours. So what the white bitch do? Play Karen. And run her stink ass on Facebook and said I fucking bullied him. And what the Mark racist ass do? Put me in fucking Facebook jail. Facebook is racist. The Asians are fucking racist. And as far as I'm concerned, they could help each other out because I ain't fucking helping them. It's not my problem. And frankly, I don't give a damn. And it's sad but touching. You have black folk running around here talking about, and don't get it wrong, hate crime is hate crime and it's all wrong. But you got black people ready to go jump on a front line for them. But yet you go in that hair store. They're accusing you of stealing or following your black ass around a damn store or talking to you any damn kind of way. In their nail shops, the same shit. And what do the Hollywood black people do? Go all over social media talking about stop. Stop. Help the Asian out. Yeah, stop the racism across the board. But I'm not jumping out there helping their ass. And now they don't want you talking about Asian flu. They never stood up and said stop calling black people niggers, did they? They never stood up and said stop killing black people, did they? Hell no. Never once. Never once, never fucking once did they ever get on TV, get on the radio, get on social media and say, stop calling black people niggas. Stop killing black people. So now you want our black asses to jump out there for them. Fuck out of here. What I will do is stay the fuck out the way from this bullshit. And watch it by way of the internet, the news. Because I'm not a bit more jumping out there and helping their asses. I'm not going to fucking do it. You call me racist. You call me whatever you want. I'm not doing it. It's simple as this. They don't give two shits about us. They don't. They don't give two shits about our black asses. I'm not about to help them. And you all black people that want to jump out there and help them, when your ass get fucked up out there on that front line, please don't look back at us to help you, because we ain't about to help you. Every time I turn around, black folks jumping and helping other minorities or white folk that don't give a damn about us. They letting all these immigrants in this country and they haven't even gave our black asses our goddamn reparations yet. And it's the saddest part about all this shit. Our government got y'all right where the fuck they want you, black America. Because they throwing all this stimulus money at you, throwing all this damn unemployment at you. You really think they give two fucks about us? If they gave two fucks about us, they would have gave us our reparations. Yeah, but y'all still ain't hear it though. Y'all still ain't hear it though. Help the Asian people. It doesn't make no sense. Man, they don't jump up there and say that shit about us. And no, this ain't a hate speech. This a fucking fact speech. What I'm speaking is all facts. They treat us like shit. 99.9% of them do. You see it. Especially the beginning of the pandemic, it was all over social media, how they was treating African Americans, how they was treating Africans over there in China. I don't give two shits about them. Like, I'm going to say this again, hate crime is wrong across the board. But I don't give two shits about what they going through. Because my people been going through it for centuries. And never one of them Asians stepped up to do shit to help us. So as far as I'm concerned, they could take them chopsticks and use them like nunchucks because I'm not about to fucking help them. I'm not about to help them. I'm not about to help nobody, no race that's been openly racist against my people. Fuck out of here. They better call Trump to help him. He started this shit any damn way. He need to come straighten this out because my people ain't started. So I be goddamn if my people should jump out there on the front line and help their ass. It's as simple as that. I am not about to help them. I would rather slide down a butcher knife that's laced with salt and jump in a pool of alcohol before I take my black ass out there on the front line screaming, save Asian people. Yeah, yeah, the fuck right. How about that shit? And if I do that shit, I swear to beans, you will read that shit on the Washington Post. You'll see that shit on CNN and Fox News. If I jump out there and help their ass, yeah, right. Picture that shit. Where they do that at? Only in rotten fucking America. Because if I go to China, China ain't going to help my ass out. China going to beat my black ass, try to stick something up my ass, and accuse me of bringing a COVID virus over there. Fuck out of here. I'm not about to help these people. I'm not about to help them. The most I'm going to help them is pray to God that they be safe. That's the most I could do for them. And I don't give a fuck who don't like it. And Facebook, let me tell you about these rotten ass people. I'm in Facebook jail because I express how I feel about this whole Asian thing. I said, yes, racism is wrong on all levels. But I'm not about to jump out there and help nobody that don't care about my people. And of course, a Karen jump out there. Oh, you don't even care about your people. You don't even speak up. And I said, bish, with a B-I-S-H. That's the only people I give a fuck about is my people. Period. So what Karen do? Go and say that my post is bullying. And what the white motherfuckers on Facebook racist ass app do? Put me in Facebook jail. Huh. Everybody that liked my post, the racist ass white people took their likes down. I have my constitutional right. And my constitutional right states that I have my freedom of speech as long as it's not slander. And it goes deeper than that. I have the freedom not to be interfered with motherfuckers. I said it, Facebook, and I meant it. And I'm going to put a class action lawsuit on Facebook because I'm tired of them racist motherfuckers in California. And if you don't believe that he's biased, look up the people that he hire. That shit is biased as fuck. Man. So once again, I'm encourage every black person, stand the fuck down. Fuck them motherfuckers in Hollywood. They get paid to kiss the white man ass. They get paid to kiss the Asian man ass. Ah, we don't get no money to do that shit. So therefore, fuck them. Because I don't give two fucks about what they're going through. I really don't. Because they didn't give two fucks about what I and my people have been going through all these years. Period. Point blank. So, thank you for joining me in another edition of ASG Let's Talk TV, a critical production. Black people, stand down.